Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Having quite a morning this morning. So many fun and interesting guests. And up next, I have my friends from Dixon School of the Arts and Sciences. This is one of my favorite schools in town, because obviously many of you know I love the arts and I'm a theater person. And our guest this morning, we have Emily Chaney. She is the After School Events Program Director and also the producer of the upcoming Dixon Dub event, as well as the principal from the school, Dr. Kevin Kovacs. So welcome to you both. So happy you're both here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Okay, so I guess the first thing to do is let's talk about the event and what's coming up. Dixon Dub. Now, I'm very curious, what is that? What is this whole deal?
Yes, ma'am. Dixon Dub. Dixon Dub is a live vocalist and lip sync battle benefiting our school, our nonprofit private school.
Lip sync battle.
Yes, ma'am. Lip sync battle.
That sounds like fun.
And this year, so this is our first year ever that we're implementing a live vocal component. So super exciting. So if we have any vocalists in the area,
I think I know a few.
Yes, that want to share their gifts and their talents to help raise money for our students and help them have, you know, better opportunities, better educational experiences. Come on down and lip sync your life out.
Oh my goodness. Okay, yes. So how does this work? What's the
yes, ma'am.
Process? How does this
so
work?
So we have, our event is on May 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Rex Theater downtown, which is going to be amazing, right off of Palafox. So we're going to rent out the theater, and we have groups that are up to six, and you can submit basically any song you would like. The theme is kind of open this year, you know. If you like more musical theater, you could do that. If you like pop, rock, R&B, and participants must be 15 years or older to participate, and we prefer that we have family-friendly music, and the song is a five-minute limit, and we have three microphones as well for our live acts, which will be so much fun, and a lot of teams like to dress up for the part.
Oh, sure.
And it'll be really, really exciting, and for those who participate, we have prizes.
Awesome.
Yes.
So there's extra motivation.
Yes, ma'am. It is a competition, and our prizes are pretty amazing. So we have cash prizes as well as each component. So both the live vocal component and the lip sync component can receive a Hilton Pensacola Beach party weekend.
Whoa.
So a 3-bedroom suite for 2 nights with a food and beverage tab and a private poolside cabana.
Wow.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
So is there a cap as to how old you can be to participate in this?
Yes, ma'am. So there's no cap
so
at
just,
age.
At 15 is the youngest.
You can be 15. Really old.
We have
a starting age.
Yes.
That's what I'm asking. Some of the old folks might, because a beach weekend sounds pretty good to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So then you come up and then you pick a song and maybe you do some dancing with it, you know, whatever you want to dress up and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, it's very lively. It's very fun. And the votes are audience participation.
Ooh,
so we have a
choice.
Yes, ma'am. So it's audience choice, and it's going to be super fun. So come out.
We're looking for about 2 to 3 more acts.
Okay.
Yes.
So to the listeners, this is our big call out there. Emily is going to give some information about how to email or how to call.
Okay.
And to register, these acts can be between 2 and 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
And again, live vocal or lip sync.
Okay.
And please, to our listeners out there, this is your time to shine. Get on the stage. It is so fun. It is our biggest fundraiser, so let's get some more acts.
Now, what does it cost to be an act? Does it cost to enter, to register?
So the registration fee to enter is $100.
Uh-huh.
If you have a big group, you can split the cost.
Okay. It's not $100 per person. It's for the group.
Yes, ma'am,
okay,
for the group.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great. So where do I go if I want to sign up?
Yes. So if you would like to sign up, please email dubacts, dubacts, at dixonschoolota.org. And also, please call, you can call or text, 850-748-1062.
Okay, this sounds great. This sounds like so much fun.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then if you're a vocalist, you could actually sing a song. Now, will you have, will they need to bring their own music, or do you have a piano there? Or?
So we'll have tracks that need to be set ahead of time.
Okay.
And, yeah.
See, I'm asking all these technical questions.
Yes. Come on down. It sounds like you want to join. Yes.
I'm not the live vocalist, but I could lip sync pretty
good. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
And it's a fundraiser, but again, for our acts, and people really want to get on that stage, certainly we can talk about that $100 entrance fee.
Okay.
As, again, it's a fundraiser, and it's also a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds so
much
fun.
So we want to make sure that's not a hindrance for people who might want to participate.
So for that night, when you do, if you've already got them set up, you've got the entertainment going, and if I want to come watch and participate, then are there tickets for that too? How does that work?
Yes, ma'am. So tickets are available on Eventbrite. You can also go to our Facebook page. If you go to our Facebook page on, it's Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, and we have the link to purchase tickets on our Facebook page. And you can also email DixonDub@DixonSchoolOTA.org.
Okay, and how much are they again?
Tickets are $25.
$25. That's not bad for a night of...
It is a fun night.
Entertainment.
There is food, there's drink, so there's things to do and buy there.
Mm-hmm.
And one would buy that for each $1. For $1 each, one would buy their like pass or ticket to put in the box for the act that they like the most.
Oh, cool.
And that's how it's selected.
The
judges are there purely for fun. We have five Pensacola celebrities who are our celebrity judges. Uh-huh. They banter back and forth. But the winners are based on the folks who come.
Excellent.
The winners are based on the audience putting in their tickets per the acts that they really enjoyed the most.
I love this.
Yeah.
This sounds like so much fun. Okay, so we're talking about Dixon School of the Arts and Sciences. This is their big fundraiser, Dixon Dub. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the school itself. Because this is a special school, of course, close to my heart because I'm a theater person and love the arts. Mm-hmm. But talk about what you do and what separates you maybe from some of the other elementary schools in this area.
Sure. We are a kindergarten through eighth grade private school.
Mm-hmm.
And the students, though, their families pay no tuition. Our funding, our budget is I do that based on the income-based scholarship, Florida scholarship system.
Mm-hmm.
So families are not paying a tuition to attend our school, kindergarten through eighth grade. And what we can offer that is a little bit different than, say, another experience perhaps in the school district or in other private schools is low class size for one. I cap all the classes at 18.
That's
and
amazing.
And by most standards, yeah, that's a very low class size. In fact, ideal for me would be about 15 or 16 in every class next year,
mm-hmm.
kindergarten through eighth grade. We have two teachers per grade level, so two classes per grade level, and that would be about 270 students.
Wow.
And
okay,
again,
so that's very
if I
small,
could
actually,
stretch
intimate.
It on out. We're enrolling now, so if folks want to enroll in our school, they would call, contact the school. They can go onto our website at Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, and there's an enroll now little tab to click. And that would take them right to our online enrollment. And it's that simple. Then you'd hear from me, Dr. K, the next day. And we talk about coming on in for a tour. And then we go from there. But again, if we could have about 270 students as our goal, that's what we were at about this year. And we don't need to be more students. It's really not about how many. It's about how well we can serve the students we do have. And in that, it's our last name. Arts and sciences. We really try and integrate the arts and sciences, not just into, say, the activities that are done in our fine arts programming, but literally in the classroom. So in their math and their science, social studies and language arts, we are truly integrating the arts and sciences. If a student in math is learning fractions, it's a great opportunity to bring in music.
Yes.
Or dance.
Yes.
You know, with fractions and that sort of thing, or musical notes.
Mm-hmm.
So it is about, you know, finding ways to truly make learning fun for students, to try and change the way students feel about themselves as learners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this sounds wonderful. I wish I could have gone to school there. That sounds amazing.
Well, come on down and volunteer.
I think I might just have to do that. So we're talking with our friends at Dixon School of the Arts and Sciences. They got a big event coming up called Dixon Dub on May 2nd. We'll have more time. If you have any questions, you can always text us in right now at 850-437-1620 about the event or about the school. Also, I want to let you know, just got a note from our news director, John Wayne just sent me a note that said, David Wayne just sent me a note that said the Pensacola Police Department wants the listeners to know that the streets of Tarragona and Gregory are closed at this time. A business is being evacuated due to a gas leak. So again, you may want to avoid that area in your driving. Tarragona and Gregory are closed. We'll let you know when that reopens. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with our friends with the Dixon School of the Arts. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts in the studio this morning are from Dixon School of the Arts and Sciences, Emily Chaney and Dr. Kevin Kovacs. I believe it's Dr. K, I understand, is your nickname.
It seems to be, yes. And I love it.
I love it. So this is your time, and we were talking at the break about so many of the great things you do. We've got this big event coming on May 2nd. You can get tickets for that. But also, tell me some more. We've got some exciting things coming up. I'm a performer, so I'm all excited about you. You tell me at the break.
Yes. So I am the program director of Dixon After Hours, which is a really, really special program. We are Dixon School of Arts and Sciences after school program. We are pretty unique in that we run 5 days a week, which most programs run, you know, 1 or 2 days here or there. So we provide a safe, free environment for children to participate in musical theater training. So they're getting a really unique experience. A lot of our kids come to us and they've never done a show before, and it's a really special experience. So every semester we put on a big show, and our
interject for one moment.
Yes, yeah. Dr. K.
This is a part of our Escambia Children's Trust grant. So this program, this is in our third year now, so about 8 shows in, it is available. It's open to all public school, all private school, all homeschool kids anywhere in Escambia County.
Oh, so anybody could audition for it.
Oh, yes. So important to note. So it's not just Dixon kids. It's a combination of Dixon kids, Escambia County public school kids, homeschool kids, especially in our summer program, which is about half our kids and half of others. So we are very grateful to Escambia County Trust grant.
Excellent.
And it has been just phenomenal. And again, we're 3 years in and looking for 3 more because the kids that we're serving is just phenomenal.
Oh, I love it.
Tell us about what we're doing right now, Emily.
So right now, our upcoming performance is Annie. So the sun will come out tomorrow. if you know these iconic show tunes and you want to come enjoy a night at the theater, we have upcoming performances. So performances are April 25th. 5th to the 27th.
Where do y'all perform?
We are performing at Dixon School. So it'll be in we call it our cafetorium. It'll be really, really special. We actually are constructing a whole, right now, I was just there last night, we're constructing a styrofoam cityscape for our stage. It'll be amazing. So performances are April 25th at 6 p.m., April 26th at 2 and 6, and April 27th at 2.
Okay.
And tickets are $5 ahead of time, and they can be purchased by emailing dah@dixonschoolota.org.
Okay, give that one more time. Get your pencils out, your pens.
dah@dixonschoolota.org.
Okay. So this is Annie coming up. That's
going
to be great.
Yes.
And let me tell you, $5 to hear that great music, that's a steal.
That's a steal. We try to really be affordable for families and make theater accessible in the area. And you can also purchase tickets at the door. So you can come the day of and purchase tickets at the door. But it'll be such a joyous celebration. And the kids have been working so hard. And it's really incredible to see them, you know, perform. And in the midst of a lot of, you know, their academic work, it's a big undertaking for them it's a full scale production. So we have professional mics, we have professional costumes.
I love it. Well, it's a real confidence builder. I have always found dance, the arts, any of the above, it's a real confidence builder, especially for the shy kids. Yeah. And then they get involved. Plus, they have a chance, when a lot of theater kids together, when you do a play, you become an ensemble, you make new friends. Mm. And especially if you're bringing kids from other schools.
Yes.
So that's a great thing, too, because they all get to know each other. I love it.
Special. Now, we're trying to serve so many kids, and it is so popular that Emily directs 2 casts. Yeah. So it's double cast.
So we double cast.
There's 2 Annies, 2 Daddy Warbucks, 2 of everything.
Wow.
bless your
and
heart.
That way we can have to 60 to 70 students in our
really
fall and in our spring and to our summer. We might have upwards around 100 students as we do the Lion King.
Wow.
But that's why, again, Escambia Children's Trust, we want to use that funding to serve as many kids as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a challenge to put on one show, but to double cast.
Yes.
These folks who do this are miracle workers.
Absolutely. So Annie's the one right now, and then you have the summer program.
Yes, so upcoming is our summer program, and registration is actually still open right now. We have a few spots left. It's limited, so jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
So ages 6 to 8 are from 8:30 to 1:30, ages 9 to 18. So in the summer, we go all the way up until high school, are a full day from 8:30 to 4:30, completely free. Breakfast and lunch is provided.
Wow.
And
okay, no tuition for this.
No tuition.
We have buses as well, so we can, in the summer, get the students to the program and take them home. In our fall and our spring, we take the students home.
Gotcha. So how do they sign up for that?
So if you would like to sign up, please email dah@dixonschoolota.org or text or call 850-748-1062.
Fantastic. Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our friends at Dixon School, and we are of Arts and Sciences, so we are going to come back in just a minute and answer any of your questions. If you have a question, text it in, 850-437-1620. Annie, Lion King, dub. Oh my goodness, so much happening. Can't wait to hear more. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, talking with our friends from Dixon School of the Arts and Sciences. Been focusing a lot on the arts today, but Dr. K was just telling me about the science programs. We've almost run out of time to get into all of that, but we will definitely have you back to discuss more about what you're offering there.
Oh, we love talking about our school.
Yes, I can tell.
Yeah.
But right now, the main reason you're here today is to talk about this big event coming up in May.
Yes. So May 2nd, Dixon Dub, a live vocalist and lip sync battle. We are recruiting groups. So if you would like to come on out and perform, tickets are also $25. The event is May 2nd at the Rex Theater downtown. If you would like to purchase tickets for the event or sign up to participate in the competition, please email dubacts@dixonschoolota.org. So dubacts@dixonschoolota.org.
Okay. This sounds really fantastic. That's going to be May 2nd. And the winners have a pretty good prize.
An amazing prize. So if you win in the lip sync or live vocalist component, you will get a Hilton Beach party weekend.
Woo!
So two nights in a 3-bedroom Gulf Front suite with a private poolside cabana and a food and beverage tab.
I think I might have to start tuning up here.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. So if you want to come see it, what do you have to do if you just want to come out and watch?
If you would like to come see, the tickets are $25, and you can. And what's really fun is the audience is very engaged in the event. So the winners of the competition are actually selected through audience vote. So it's a very fun, engaging night, very family friendly. So families are encouraged to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, if you would like to purchase tickets, please email DixonDub@DixonSchoolOTA.org, or you can call our school at 850-435-0511.
Okay, so we've got the Dub event, Dixon Dub event, coming up on May 2nd, and then why don't you give the dates for Annie as well, because that's coming up in April.
Yes, so Annie Jr. will be at Dixon School of Arts and Sciences.
Next week? That's next week.
Weekend.
Yes, of course, okay.
Next weekend, it's coming quick.
Yes.
It's coming quick, so don't have a hard knock life. Come on out. Come on out, because the sun will come out tomorrow. And you do not want to miss this. It is going to be a joyful celebration of talent. These children have been working so hard, kindergarten to eighth grade, and you won't want to miss this. It's a celebration. Tickets are $5 ahead online. You can email dah@dixonschoolota.org. Or you can text or call 850-748-1062.
Okay, and the event is April 25th through the 27th, next weekend.
Ma'am.
So, Dr. K?
May I just remind your listeners, if you're looking for a great school, parents, grandparents out there, if you're looking for a great school for your kindergartner through eighth grader, we at Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, we focus on small class sizes so we can really individualize the learning. And we've got all this great stuff going on.
All right.
Call the school, get a tour.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.